It's not easy trying to sugarcoat what I'm about to tell you. These thoughts of you keep coming off and on for the last few months. Ever since I saw you with that girl that you brought into our house, I couldn't help but just
boil.
You knew she was drunk, and you knew she would be out cold once you guided her to your bed. The very same bed that you and my mom share. Bless her soul. I saw what you did. Every single movement, every single move you made. I can't erase it from my mind. Just watching you fuck her through the crack of your bedroom door made me seethe. It made me want to cry tears of rage, thinking about how you could do such a thing. And then seeing her wake up, not knowing where she is. Looking at the terror and confusion in her eyes was too much for me. Fucking lucky bitch. Don't you realize that you could have been better off not doing that? To open your eyes and see who's right in front of you so you won't have to go out every night scavenging for a hapless young thing. What if I could be that hapless young thing? Just speaking metaphorically, of course. God, what am I saying? Okay. No more bullshitting. I'm gonna get straight to the point. I want you to rape me instead, Daddy. Don't you dare act like you didn't hear what I just said. I said I want you to rape me instead. What's the point of going out almost every night to pick up women from bars when you know what you want is right at home? Here. Me. Why can't you understand that I am available every single time you become frustrated with work? Whenever you're frustrated, whenever you and Mom fought, who was there for you? Who? That's right. That's me, Daddy. So, why can't you take your frustration out on me? Why can't you just take time and spend it with me? Every time we do get to spend time together, it's only for like 3 minutes. It's never a whole day or a whole week. Why put yourself through so much when you know I'm here for you? To abuse me however you'd like. I mean, I've always fantasized about you and what dreams of you fucking me into the mattress, but never like this. Never. Now my fantasies have become more urgent and more violent and aggressive, I'll admit it. Whenever I masturbate, I almost always gag myself with my panties, thinking of you shoving them in my mouth so I can't scream or cry for help. I dream of you pinning my wrists down and forcing my legs up onto your shoulders with me struggling to wiggle away from you when I touch myself like this. I want you to fight. I don't want you to put anything in my drink or seduce me with the strongest wine you could find. I need to be awake. I want to witness everything. I want to experience your weight on top of me. Your heart pressing against my entrance so teasingly. I need to feel that excruciating sensation of your heart. Driving into me in one go, pounding me over and over, and just tearing into me with every swift thrust you make. I want you to make my poor virgin pussy throb and ache each time you pull out of me. Make me addicted to that pain and fuck me even harder than last time.
And while I'm mentioning this to you, I have a bit of a confession to make. I always pretend to be asleep every time you creep into my room. And when I notice you pull my covers down and slip your hands underneath my shirt just to feel my body, I bet you love those cute little moans I make whenever your fingers tenderly brush against my neck. Those were moans you heard. I wanted your hands to sink lower down into my panties, feeling the warmth and the wetness of my pussy. I always whimper in hopes of your fingers taking me to places unimaginable. And when you leave, I open my eyes again, and I trace my fingertips along your handprints on my body, and I circle around the redness you left behind on my nipples, and I feel it growing hotter and hotter by the minute, and one thing leads to another, and my fingers are already pounding my tight little pussy. These walls are pretty thin, and I'm sure you can hear me whining. Daddy, Daddy, please fuck me. Daddy, from my bedroom to yours. Who am I kidding? I want you to hear me. The thought of you bursting through that door, ripping my pajamas off, and holding me down to fuck me makes me whimper even more. So, this leads to the bottom line. I really, really, really want you to rape me, Daddy, please. It's you that I belong to. I want you to pound into me and mark me from the inside with your cum. Mark me on the outside, too. Let everyone see what you do to me. Let my begs for mercy melt into please and for you to never give up. Please, Daddy. Daddy, I want you to fuck me so badly. I want you to channel all of that wrath and release it onto me. And inside of me, I can't even think straight because I'm fucking my fingers so fast into my tight little hole. Please, Daddy. Daddy, please come inside of me. I want you to fuck me. Turn someone so pure and innocent like me into someone who's depraved and obsessed with your big hard cock, Daddy. Make me cry, Daddy. Break me. Leave me broken and begging for more of you. You don't have to go out to bring someone you don't know when it's obvious that the dirty fuck is me. I'm Daddy's little dirty, nasty fuck. Drive me wild for your cock. Make it the only thing I dream about and I look forward to all day, every day. Get me screaming and whimpering so loud and high that the whole house can hear us. Fuck me nice and hard until you have me walking side to side and the delicious pain is with me every step I take. Make me fucking bleed. Please, Daddy. You know I want it so bad. Please, I want you to rape me, Daddy. Please, please fuck me. Please break your horny little slut. I need you to fuck me. Please, 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 Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, back home. Daddy, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Another confession I'd like to make. I'm recording this on my phone just for you to listen to whenever you get horny, or if you ever think of bringing home a hot young thing. Just know, Daddy, I'm your hot young thing. Why go out when you have a rape toy waiting for you? Right here in her room. until then, I'll be right here, prepping myself to take your big, thick, hard cock. Bye-bye, Daddy.